and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padron, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padron Podcast. Having a closet filled with clothes you love looks different for everyone. It depends on what pieces speak to you. This episode isn't going to be a list of specific clothes everyone needs to have in their closet. It's not a detailed shopping list either. Instead, it's going to be an episode where I'm going to share with you different categories of pieces, the purpose of those clothes, shoes, and accessories, and how to incorporate them into your own unique sense of style. If you've read my book, We Don't Do Just Okay Anymore, then these categories are definitely going to be familiar to you. When I look at a closet and I connect to your personal style, I break down everything into three different categories: your workhorse pieces, statement pieces, and chameleon pieces. So we're going to start by talking about your workhorse pieces. These are also occasionally referred to as basics or staples, meaning that they are worn often because they are versatile and somewhat neutral. The reason that I call them workhorse pieces is because we really make them work. They get a lot of use. So this can be something like a neutral favorite t-shirt, that pair of jeans that fit no matter how your body's feeling, or those shoes that are both comfortable and immediately elevate whatever you're wearing, or your jewelry that you never take off. You know, pieces that get a lot of wear regardless of the situation or the event. So for me, some of my workhorse pieces are a good pair of high-waisted jeans. You probably know by now I'm a jeans girl. Jewelry, a unique blazer, a cozy, supportive pair of slippers, because I live in my slippers whenever I'm in my house. As soon as I walk in the door, shoes come off, slippers go on. I need a cozy, supportive pair on my feet. So I invest in my jeans because I know I'm going to wear them a lot and I need to be comfortable in them, because there's nothing worse than having standing only jeans, you know, the jeans that like are really just meant for standing. As soon as you sit down, it feels like torture. So I need a pair of jeans that can be worn sitting, standing, whatever the situation. A unique blazer is something that I like to grab before I leave the house. And, you know, it immediately elevates an outfit. I could be taking care of things around the house, wearing a basic t-shirt and jeans, and all I really need to do to elevate it is add my unique blazer, you know, maybe some cool accessories and a pair of heeled booties, and I look like I put a lot of effort into an outfit that's actually just really easy and comfortable. Jewelry is a workhorse piece for me because jewelry holds a lot of power in an outfit. You know, it can be the final touch that makes an otherwise super casual outfit go from questionably sloppy to off-duty celebrity vibes. Again, it's all about the accessories. Really makes or breaks it. For me, workhorse pieces get bonus points if they rarely wrinkle because it makes them even easier to just grab and go. Fabrics such as denim, wool, polyester, tencel, cashmere, and spandex tend to be more wrinkle resistant, so just something to keep an eye on. The second category of must-haves is statement pieces. Statement pieces can be anything. They can be accessories, shoes, outerwear, clothes, literally anything you put on your body could technically fall under the category of a statement piece if they meet some of these characteristics. So statement pieces are usually bold in the way that they stand out from an outfit. They are like the main character of the outfit, and everything else is kind of like a supporting character. So usually they include a bright color or a wild pattern, something that's sparkly, shiny, studs, texture, or all of the above. And it really depends on how you relate to making a statement with your outfit. So from the years I've spent working with clients as a personal stylist, I have learned that everyone has a different definition of their statement pieces. One person's statement piece could be someone else's workhorse piece because we all have different comfort levels. And that's something that's really important to keep in mind. You know, you might feel like wearing a really bold color is part of your personality, and that's just what you do all the time, while somebody else might see a bold color as their statement piece. So that's why it's more of a spectrum and a range, and it's all about your connection to that piece. My favorite statement pieces are also statement pieces that are versatile. You know, I love versatility. So that I can wear those statement pieces in different ways without it being too memorable. A big concern that I hear often from clients is, you know, I don't want people to think that I wear this all the time. When your statement piece is versatile, people remember that your outfit looked bold and they don't associate you just with that individual piece. So when your whole outfit just kind of works and you're highlighting the statement piece in different ways, it doesn't just become like you're doing the same outfit over and over again, because you're not. You're doing different outfits, but bringing in that statement piece in a different way. So one of my favorite statement pieces that I wear on repeat in the fall is a pair of studded booties. I have worn them so much. I'm currently on my second pair. I'll probably need to replace this pair in the not too distant future. I love them. I love them so much. They're Jeffrey Campbell studded booties. I wear them with jeans, dresses, joggers, like really everything. And I never hear, "You wear those booties all the time," because my outfit is always different. And I also radiate the energy of, yeah, I wear these booties all the time because they're one of the coolest things I own and they work with everything. Why wouldn't I want to wear them all the time? And that's kind of the vibe that you can bring in when you're incorporating that statement piece. So usually we find our statement pieces when we're shopping, we see something and you gasp, you're like, "Oh my gosh, I need it." And then you immediately start talking yourself out of it because you question how often you'll really wear it. But then you can't stop thinking about it, so it just becomes part of your wardrobe. Now, what happens next usually in this scenario, either, you know, you decide that you need it, it has to come home with you, and then you just kind of stare at it in your closet and you're like, "Oh, that piece, I just love it so much." But then you get stuck on thinking about how to wear it because it's so bold, it's so exciting, it's so different than anything. And you get caught up in this, like, it's almost like a decision fatigue or just concerns about, you know, the judgment that you're going to receive from other people. And you just kind of have to go for it. I know that's not like great tangible advice. So let me explain what I mean. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by a statement piece, keep the rest of your outfit toned down or in your comfort zone. So choose pieces, like let's just say you found a jacket that is your statement piece. That was your, "Oh my gosh, I need it" moment. And then you're like, "Oh, it came home with me. And now I see it. It's hanging in my closet, but I get overwhelmed." Keep the rest of your outfit simple and with pieces that you know you're going to be comfortable in and you're going to feel good wearing, so that when you put on this statement piece, like the statement jacket, it completes the outfit, but you're only like dipping your toe outside of your comfort zone, kind of testing the waters a little bit. So just something to make it a little bit easier to try rather than going all in. And then the more that you kind of experiment with playing with this new piece and wearing it in different ways, the more you'll expand your repertoire of outfits that go along with it. And it won't feel as scary anymore. So why are statement pieces a must-have? It's that excitement that you had when you first see something, and that translates into the energy you have when you wear it. A statement piece is a power piece. When you add a statement piece to your outfit, you walk differently, you carry yourself in a way that says, "Oh, damn, I look good." I mean, We want that all the time. Sometimes we don't, and that's okay. Sometimes we don't have the energy for a full-on statement piece, and there's no shame in that. But if we can just grab something and throw it on to complete our outfit and have that vibe, it's a good place to be. The third category of must-haves is your chameleon pieces. Now, a chameleon piece is something that can be worn in many different ways. It can also work for casual or dressy situations with some easy modifications. Like a chameleon, these pieces just need subtle changes to work with their surroundings. So a short leather jacket, like a moto or a bomber, is a favorite chameleon piece of mine because it can be worn again over a dress or with a t-shirt and distressed jeans. You can throw it on with sweats. It's just super versatile and changes the vibe. Pointed toe pumps are another fantastic chameleon piece because they can be worn with trousers and a button-down shirt for a classic work-appropriate outfit. You can wear them with faux leather leggings, a top, and an oversized jacket to grab drinks with your friends. Pointed toe pumps can also be worn with a pair of wide leg, high-waisted jeans and a vintage t-shirt. The options are practically endless with the versatility of those kind of shoes, hence why they make such a good chameleon piece in your closet. So the next time that you go shopping, look at what you want to buy and ask yourself what category it falls into. Is it a workhorse piece, a statement piece, or a chameleon? And it helps to have a balance of all three, with most of your emphasis being on your workhorse and chameleon pieces when you're building your wardrobe, when you're expanding your closet. Those are the pieces that you really want to focus on. If you find you have a lot of statement pieces in your closet, start challenging yourself to see if any of them can work in the other two categories, because you might have these statement pieces that could then turn into a workhorse. So then your real statements can have their moments to shine and your chameleon pieces can get more versatility. So if you feel like things are a little bit unbalanced, then it's time to add more versatility to your closet. Till next time. Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.